Alex Singh was understandably frustrated that there has been almost a circling of the wagons with leadership in the Republican Party. And she asked for an independent investigation so that instead of an investigation being run by FBLE, which, although they're a fine organization, they do report to the cabinet, who many of whom are implicated, certainly politically, by the fallout investigation, that the investigation occur with an independent state prosecutor, someone like Willie Meggs, who's Leon County State Attorney, or the local U.S. Attorney's Office, which is also very able to lead these kinds of investigations. And I think her idea was a correct one, because there's really no room for politics in this kind of investigations. So you shouldn't have an investigative agency taking the investigation when there is a group out there like a state attorney or a federal prosecutor that's available.
Can you please tell our listeners what exactly happened within the Republican Party?
Well, there have been all sorts of allegations that the Republican Party, the leader of the Republican Party, was involved in some misconduct having to do with money that was under his control. There's allegations of a cover-up as well and things like that. So, there's really is a lot of things out there that would give Floridians a lot of pause and concern about the integrity of the folks in charge, and certainly of the folks involved in the Republican Party. And I'll say this: I was a federal prosecutor for the better part of a decade, and I did corruption cases. And there's no room for politics in criminal investigations. There's no room at all. There shouldn't even be the veneer of politics. So I think what Ms. Singh was saying is, listen, we shouldn't have the folks investigating this matter who literally work for the cabinet, because members of the cabinet, certainly the Republican members of the cabinet, could lose a lot if this investigation goes poorly. And rather than have that veneer of politics, let's just give it to a state attorney who has no political axe to grind. Ask the federal prosecutors to look at it if there are federal statutes that are implicated. But let's get it out of our employees, which are what FDLE is, who should not be really investigating this when there are other more independent folks out there.
What did you think of Governor Crist's response?
I think it was the right response, although I don't know that he mentioned a state attorney, but the truth is, whether it's a state attorney or a federal prosecutor, they have the measured independence that I think would provide a lot of comfort to Floridians, knowing that this investigation is being handled where it ought to be handled.
Were you surprised by Bill McCollum's recent statement indicating that he was, in essence, okay with what Singh had recommended?
I wasn't surprised, because he tends to not. He tends to be a guy who doesn't see the problem till it's run him over, and I think he's a little tone deaf on this one. Floridians really want investigations into public officials to be done in a nonpartisan way. And when your investigation is being run by people who work for you, even if they're doing a great job, there's an appearance issue that ought to be addressed. And what the CFO did was simply suggest that an independent state attorney or a federal prosecutor who has no axe to grind, no politics, doesn't have any kind of employer relationship with the investigators, that one of those folks be given the job and then let the chips fall where they may. And I think the public would be more impressed with the results, because they knew that there was not any politics going on in the investigation. And I think that makes a lot of sense. And frankly, I was sort of surprised at McCollum's response. The CFO in her request was simply trying to avoid, to take politics out of a criminal investigation. There's been too much circling of the wagons by the Republican Party. And what she was saying is, let an independent prosecutor, like a state attorney or a federal prosecutor, look at this matter, rather than the folks that actually work for us. And that is what FDLE actually does, work for the cabinet. So it made a lot of sense, and I think the governor did the right thing in agreeing, and I think Mr. McCollum was tone deaf to the issue.
So do you think that if the tables had turned and it had in fact been a Democrat and the Democratic Party in this situation, that Singh would have had a similar stance then?
Listen, I was a federal prosecutor, and I prosecuted Democrats and Republicans without the pretense of partisanship. Your obligation is the same when it comes to these kind of allegations. I think the CFO would have said, refer it to a state attorney or a federal prosecutor, no matter the partisan stripe involved. It's something that that's how it ought to be done. It's the right thing to do, and I think she would have done the right thing under any circumstances. I know I would have.